Okay, time once again for It's My Party. This one, definitely not for the faint-hearted. As even the most sedentary of couch potatoes amongst you might know, orienteering is an exciting and challenging outdoor sport enjoyed by folk of all ages, the aim basically being to navigate yourself along a chosen route with a map and compass, which might be difficult enough for some of you in broad daylight. But next Saturday, 23rd of February, is the British Night Orienteering Championships in the Forest of Dean. How do you manage that in the dark? On the phone to tell us more, event controller and referee, Alan Williams. Welcome, Alan. Hello, Alan.
Hi, so...
Hello there, sorry. So, how can you orienteer in the dark?
Well, you need a torch, obviously, and the real elite people are going to be using a very powerful head torch strapped to their head with a sort of helmet affair.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're talking about a torch that's almost as bright as a car headlight here.
And when you say the elite, so there's some people who take this very seriously, either.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, orienteering is a family sport, suitable for all ages, and you can run and walk. But at the top level, these people are really running very fast through the forest, doing sort of 7-minute mile pace, which, you know, compared to road running doesn't sound terribly fast, but considering you're running through rough forests over fallen branches and streams and ditches, then it is fast. And yeah, they do take it very seriously.
And I mean, literally, how do they manage it then? So you've just got to read the map by torchlight, have you?
Yeah. I mean, we've got very accurate maps. We draw the maps specially, very high scale, and they show every small ditch, small holes in the ground, and changes in the vegetation and the trees. And yeah, people with the torch manage to navigate through.
I still think it sounds terribly dangerous. Don't you get a lot of people tripping up and falling over?
Yeah, there is a bit more of a risk of tripping because you can't always see what's happening. But, you know, usually the forest floors are fairly soft, and we plan the courses to make sure that we avoid any sort of dangerous cliffs or things like that. And that's part of my responsibility as the controller, to make sure that we've tried to guide people on a safe route.
It's a Scandinavian thing originally, isn't it, orienteering, I believe?
Yeah, I think the Scandinavian army invented it in the 20s, and you know, obviously they've got lots of forests up in Sweden and Finland and places, and it developed there, but now it's done all over the world, and mostly in forests, sometimes on moorland, but some of the day events are even taking place in cities now. I did one recently in Oxford, where we were running around the colleges in Oxford.
What, at night?
No, that was in the day.
Was that in the day? Right, okay. And how popular is orienteering in Britain?
Well, there's probably about 10 to 15,000 people who compete regularly, so we're a bit of a minority sport, but this event next week will have about 250 people in it, and some of the biggest events, there's always a big one every Easter, attracts sort of 2,000 to 3,000 people over the Easter weekend.
And was it taking place, this, the Night Orienteering Championships?
Well, it's taking place in the Forest of Dean, in an area called New Beaconhurst.
Right.
Which is between Cinderford and Coleford.
Yeah.
It's a sort of forestry enterprise place. So it's there on next Saturday.
Now, obviously, as you said, the people who are going to be doing this competitively and seriously would obviously be pretty good at it and pretty skilled at it. But I believe you're doing other things that kind of anyone can join in with, aren't you?
Yeah, well, on the night, as well as the sort of elite event, which is really only suitable for people who are experienced in it, we've also got a small course set out where people can just go around and try it. It's mainly going to be on paths. And as an added sort of challenge, rather than using torches, people will be given a candle to go around that.
A candle?
A candle and a jam jar.
Right, okay. That wouldn't be sufficient, I guess, for the 7-minute milers, would it?
No, I think you'll be stopping to relight it a few times.
Yeah, how did you get into it?
About 20 years ago when I came to university, I'd heard about it, and I just thought I'd try. I joined the university club, and it was for me, and I'd never really enjoyed sport at school. But
no.
I think the combination of running, but also the mental challenge of reading the map and choosing a route just appealed to me, and I've been doing it for 20 years.
So this might sound like an obvious question, but you don't know when you don't know the track before you go?
That's it, yes. You get to the start, and it's only then that you get your map, and it just shows you the control points you've got to visit, and you have to visit those in order, but it's up to you to decide which way to go, and that's part of the challenge of the race, and also the challenge of the planner, the guy who's planned this, guy called Andy Craber, and he's sort of planned courses that will sort of test people, make them think, you know, should I go over the hill or around it?
Oh, okay, right. But you've got to go in a certain way and pick up kind of like checkpoints on the way.
Yeah, you've got to have checkpoints, but you choose the route between them, and that's the skill, is spotting what's going to be a quick route or a safe route that you can navigate on.
Fantastic. Okay, well, that's next Saturday then, 23rd of February, the British Night Orienteering Championships in the Forest of Dean, just off the B4226 between Cinderford and Colford at New Beach and Hurst Lodge. And yeah, and if you fancy having a go yourself, you do they have to bring their own candle and jam jar, or will you supply it?
I think we're supplying those, but they should probably bring a torch with them as well.
All right, yeah, bring a torch and some butties, and your candle and jam jar will be provided, and you probably won't do a 7-minute mile, but you might get a taste for orienteering. Alan, thank you very much indeed.
Yeah, great.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.